welcome to another edition of the True North Country Comics Podcast, dedicated to promote Canadian comic book creators and supporters. I'm John Swinimer. On this episode, I chat with Casey Parsons at the recent Grimsby Public Library Comic Book Day, sponsored by Meridian Credit Union. Casey is a graduate of Sheridan College and has taught about art. Having created fine art for over a decade, Casey has reopened the Comic One Books in Stoney Creek, Ontario in 2013, and continues drawing comic material again. During our chat, Casey talked about participating at the Grimsby Public Library Comic Book Day, his current Kickstarter project called Blood Moon No. 2, and the response for the first issue. He also talked about the upcoming Free Comic Book Day on May 5th, his response to the recent 80th anniversary of Superman, and his plans for future comic books. Before I go further, I encourage you to like this podcast wherever good podcasts are found, and definitely check out the TrueNorthCountryComics.com website. Like us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, so you can discover a lot more information about Canadian comic book creators and supporters. And now, here's my chat with Casey Parsons at the Grimsby Public Library Comic Book Day.
Casey, can you tell me a little bit about what you're up to today?
That's a very good question. I'll be doing a couple of talks about comic books, so about reading and about a little bit about superheroes and how comics are created, doing a couple drawing demonstrations. So they'll be happening at 1:30 and 2:30 at the Grimsby Library here.
Yeah. Cool. I noticed that you're working on a Kickstarter. I'm wondering if you could tell me a little bit about what that's all about. Blood Moon 2, I believe it is?
Yes. Yeah, Blood Moon 2. So we successfully did a Kickstarter about a year ago of the first issue. So this is now a sequel, and we're hoping to get this printed out. So that's basically our goal, like just to cover the printing costs. So you could always go to Kickstarter.com and look up Blood Moon, Issue 2. And yeah, there's a lot of great perks in there, original art. And basically, we want to shop around the first two issues, and hopefully a publisher might pick that up in the future. So,
I was going to ask you how the response was for the first issue. How did that go?
Very good response. Like we've basically sold all our copies. I know at the store I'm a partner with, Comic One Books in Stoney Creek, we sold quite a few, like over 100, I'd say, just out of the shop, which was really nice. Very good feedback. So we wanted to keep going and continue with it and see what would happen.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. Now, you mentioned that you're part store owner as well, a comic book store?
Yes, I am, yeah. About 5 years ago, we reopened Comic One Books. The original owner, Tom Lang, passed away, unfortunately. And we didn't want to see the store disappear. So me and a couple of friends did whatever we could to keep the store going. It was just a great place to hang out, and it was always an amazing store. Tom was amazing, and we wanted to continue the legacy. So it's still going strong, Stoney Creek. Yeah, it's been around for about 30 years or so now.
That's cool. Now, Free Comic Book Day is coming up. I know that's a lot of interest and hype going on. I wonder if there's anything big that you guys are doing at your store.
It's always a big day at the store. We're very liberal with giving out free books. So if you don't get anything, you know, if you don't get enough of it today at the Grimsby Library, yeah, May 1st, definitely a good time to come out. I think it's May 1st. It's the first Saturday of May. First Saturday of May, sorry. Yeah. And we will be having a guest artist, I believe, coming that day too. So, yeah.
Tell us who that might be, or is that still TBD?
TBD, yeah, because we got to confirm it and lock it down. But, yeah, so normally it's a great day, and it gives people a chance to see the store if they've never been in. Everyone walks out pretty happy with, you know, a pile of free comics. It gets kids started reading if they haven't started yet. And there's such a big selection. It gets bigger every year, so it's going to be great. Yeah.
Cool. I noticed on Twitter that you were posting some drawings of Superman. We just celebrated the big anniversary. I'm wondering, is that your favorite character to draw? Oh, goodness. Look at that. Okay, we got to get a picture of that later. But you've got a Superman shirt underneath. But is he your favorite character, or is there any another one that that's your favorite?
He wasn't my favorite, but he was an inspirational character. Seeing the Christopher Reeve movies when I was young was a big influence. Just the fact that there's a bit of a Canadian connection with Superman. Metropolis was loosely based on Toronto, and a lot of people don't know that. There was Siegel and Shuster, and the one creator lived in Canada for a while. And, you know, so I see Superman as almost part Canadian. An amazing character, yeah. So he just had his 1,000th Action Comics come out this week on Wednesday. and he's about 80 years old now, but looking good. Yeah, so an amazing milestone for comics, for sure.
That's cool. If people want to get in touch with you or find out more about your work, where would you direct them to go?
Okay, you can see my work on Facebook at Artwork of Casey Parsons, or you can go to my website, which is casey-parsons at myportfolio.com. So it's a website through Adobe. And basically, if you go into the comic store, you can see some of my work hanging up. And I'm going to have a few things coming out published this year, which I'm waiting on. But yeah, so things are happening.
Thanks to Casey for chatting with me. You can discover more about Casey on Facebook at facebook.com/CaseyParsonsArt. And thanks to you for listening to the True North Country Comics podcast. I invite you to subscribe, like, and comment on the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at True North Comics, on Facebook at facebook.com/TrueNorthCountryComics, and on Instagram at instagram.com/TrueNorthCountryComics. And please send your feedback to info@TrueNorthCountryComics.com. Thanks again for listening, and come back soon for another episode. Bye for now. True North Country Comics podcast is copyright True North Country Comics, copyright 2018.